ready?
Yeah, we're ready.
On your mark, get set, go!
But it's only a dream. This is Knock on Wood, and I'm Steve Charney, and our Knock on Wood store is open today, right, Har?
Yeah, Steve, I'm putting all the stuff away, and we'll be opening the doors for customers in just a few minutes.
Good. We can play a recording, and then we're cooking, man. We're well-stocked. We'll talk about that in a minute. Okay, let's see. We have the foreman today, Joel Frankel. I think we're going to put a Carol King, maybe. I'm not really sure. We're just going to play with it and see what time's out and what feels good. However, we are going to start with Lonnie Donegan. This was requested by an Englishman who grew up with some funny songs. My Old Man's a Dustman. This was a big hit by Lonnie Donegan and back in England in the old days. I think it did pretty well here, too. It's on the Best of Novelty Hits, KTEL. And here we go.
Thank you, Ada, thank you. Now, here's a little story. To tell it is a must. About an unsung hero that moves away your dust. Fair make that piano talk, you do. Some people earn a fortune, others earn a mint. Bit damp, is it? Bit... My old man don't earn much. In fact, he's flipping skint.
To pull them up, but one day, whilst in a hurry, he missed a lady's bin. He hadn't gone but a few yards when she chased after him. What game do you think you're playing? She cried right from the heart. You missed me, am I too late? No, jump up on the car. Coconut.
Use a very low stool.
Hey, Barney. I say. How do you make a fruit cordial?
I don't know. How do you make a fruit cordial?
Be nice to me. She said, you're drunk, you awful man. You ought to be safeguarded. Dad said, well, you're so ugly, you ought to stand a warning.
And there's one good thing about being drunk.
I'll be sober in the morning.
Scotsman scraping off his wallpaper.
Oh, decorating?
No, he was moving.
I say. And yet again I say.
What's green, has eight legs, and would kill you if it fell on you from out of a tree?
I don't know. What's green, has eight legs, and would kill you if it fell on you from out of a tree?
A billiard table. He knows nothing. A circus lady with a bear was moving from her dig. She put her rubbish in the bin, including several wigs. She then shuts out the little bear. Dad thought that wasn't fine. He said, here, you won't half get it if you leave your bear behind.
Dustbin, cos it might be my old
man. Talk a wagon up and talk a wagon up. Hey, who hit it up and feel it cold and loo it up. Put the two little eye in and throw it up. On the lip and eat up up and I.
Locomotive, So this is the second Muppet Show album, huh?
Yep.
What do you suppose will be on it?
Oh, probably stuff that wasn't good enough for the first one.
Oh!
And this is Knock on Wood. And our Knock on Wood store is open for business again. We have everything you can possibly imagine.
Oh, that's a tall order, Steve.
Yeah, we have tall orders.
I mean, anything anyone can imagine.
Harry, look around you. How many aisles do we have in this store?
Oh, it's a big store, Steve. Look, it's about 150 aisles. But if you say, if I could imagine 1,300,425 and a half, we would have those many aisles.
That's right.
So it's, you know, kind of like magic.
No, it's kind of like radio. Now, while we're waiting for our first customer, please put this carton of cellophane blindfolds down on aisle 152.
Wait a second. You said we only have 150 aisles.
Yeah, that's before you opened your big mouth and made this store 1,300,425 and a half aisles. Be careful what you say, Harry. You're the one who's going to be traipsing around with the merchandise.
Hey, how can you have half an aisle? You can have a short aisle, but if you have half an aisle, what you have is two aisles.
Yeah, that's in the real world. We're talking about the Knock on Wood store here. Everything is possible. We have circles with angles. We have square ball bearings. We have sunroofs on our motorcycles.
Sure. Do the cellophane blindfolds go next to the wax teapots?
Yes, Harry, they do. Oh, here's a customer. Not now. May we help you, sir?
Yes, I'm looking for a harp.
Well, you've come to the right place. We have tubas, kazoos, we have slide whistles. In fact, here's our kazoo. Here's our slide whistle. Maybe you want a slide whistle.
No, just a harp.
We also have a slide whistle for a dog. A dog slide whistle. Only he can hear it. Here, listen.
I don't hear anything.
See? It's working.
Look, do you have a harp or don't you?
We have dozens of different types of harps, man. We have one strung with spaghetti. After a few hours of rehearsal, when you get hungry, you can slurp them up. Or at least the ones you don't use much. We have a harp strung with shoelaces. One strung with electrical wire.
Do you have a barbed wire harp?
Do we have a barbed wire harp? Harry, do we?
Yeah, they came in a few days ago.
Excellent. Bring it out.
I'll be right back.
How much do they cost?
$85.
Well, let me look at it first.
Ow! Oh! Ow! Ow! Ouch! That hurts. Well, here it is. It's heavy.
Just set it down. There we go. Yes, thank you very much. Do you mind if I strum?
No. Go right ahead.
All right. Let me just get in the proper harp position here. A wonderful tone, just lovely.
Is there anything else we can get you?
Yes, do you have Band-Aids?
Don't sit on a cactus, 'cause it's not something to practice. If you sit on a cactus, it will hurt. If you want to sit down, sit in the dirt. Don't sit on a cactus, 'cause it's not something to practice. If you sit on a cactus, you'll say ouch. If you want to sit down, sit on a couch. 'Cause a cactus has sharp prickles, and they don't tickle. So get on your bicycle, sickle, and ride away from where cactus play. Do not stay where cactus stay. Don't sit on a cactus. No, it's not something to practice. If you sit on a cactus, you'll get sore. If you want to sit down, sit on the floor. And don't sit on a cactus, 'cause it's not something to practice. If you sit on a cactus, you'll say ugh. If you want to sit down, sit on a rug. 'Cause a cactus has sharp prickles, and they don't tickle. So get on your bicycle, sickle, and ride away from where cactus play. Do not stay where a cactus stays. Don't you sit on a cactus, 'cause it's not something to practice. If you sit on a cactus, it might sting. If you want to sit down, sit in a swing. And don't sit on a cactus, 'cause it's not something to practice. If you sit on a cactus, you'll say ow. If you want to sit down, sit on a cow. A cow? 'Cause cactus has sharp prickles, prickles, and they don't tickle, tickle. So get on your bicycle, sickle, and ride away from where cactus play. Do not stay where the cactus stay. Ride away from where the cactus play. Do not stay where cactus stay. Now listen to this. Cactus do attract us, but I'll tell you what the fact is. If you see a cactus on the ground, whatever you do, don't sit down.
That's the title song of song. I sometimes say song, you know, because I'm from New York. I have to watch that song. It's the title song of Joel Frankel's, and that's on Crunchy Records. that's a cute name, huh? Crunchy Records. It's in Chicago. Okay. This is Knock on Wood. I'm Steve Charney. Harry and I have opened up the Knock on Wood store today. If you're tuning in late, we've already made our first two sales: a barbed wire harp sold with a box of Band-Aids. We have it all, man. If you can think of it, we can get it for you.
I'm still having trouble wrapping my mind around that notion. You know, you're saying that anything I think of, we stock.
Hey, man, that's the kind of store this is. We make Walmart look like a puny little corner deli.
All right, I'll test you. Do we have knitted light bulbs?
ILH. In fact, we have a whole department of knitted goods. We have a whole living room decor. Chairs, sofa, TV, fireplace, all knitted out of wool.
Sheep's wool?
No, silly, camel wool. That's what makes it so special.
Do we have concrete life preservers?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, another customer.
Yeah, I'm glad I found you open. I need some fireproof matches.
Quick, Harry, aisle 143, the matches, fireproof kind.
I'll be right back.
Having trouble with fire again?
It's terrible. My house burned down 3 times last year, and it's because my wife uses those regular matches to light the oven, the ones that catch on fire so easily. They should be outlawed.
Matches can be very dangerous, it's true.
Here they are!
Thank you. Now, you guarantee that these are fireproof.
That's right. Doesn't matter how often you strike them or try to set them on fire, they will not burn.
What's the difference between those matches and a box of toothpicks?
Toothpicks are made out of wood, Harry. These matches are made out of jello.
At last! I can sleep easily knowing that my wife is using safety matches around the kitchen. How much do I owe you?
$1.50.
All right, there you go.
Well, thank you so much.
All right. Bye now!
Bye! Seems like a nice man.
Sure, sure.
While we're waiting for another customer, why don't you put these ice cream gloves away in the freezer, Harry?
Okay, looks like some have already begun to melt, though.
Well, you just think that because they only have 4 fingers on them. Those are for cartoon characters.
Ah, I see. You know, I'm kind of like a cartoon character. Do I only have 4 fingers?
Let me see. 1, 2, 3, 4. No, you're all right.
Well, thank goodness for that. Hello! Hello, do you have any perfume? You're kidding, lady. We have so much perfume, our perfume has perfume! Uh-huh.
It's just a question of what kind of scent you want.
Do you have Ralph Lauren perfume? You don't want to smell like Ralph Lauren, lady. I've smelled him. He's no prize.
We have a perfume that makes you smell like the inside of a 1995 Dodge pickup.
That'll turn the guys on. Here, I'll spritz some on your wrist. Smell.
I was hoping something a little more subtle.
Would you like to smell like a football?
I don't think so. What's this bottle right here?
Oh, that's unscented.
I like it. All those perfume smells were never my cup of tea anyway. Yes, unscented perfume. I like it. Can you spritz some on my wrist?
Sure, there you go.
Yes, I don't smell a thing. I'll buy a bottle.
Well, it only comes in gallon jugs. $5 a gallon.
Sold! There you go. Thank you so much. You want a bag, lady? No, thank you. Now I don't have to worry about putting on too much. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Well, let's take a break, Harry.
Right, Steve. I get a break, too?
No. While the recording is on, I want you to take this box of waterproof sponges and put them on the shelves on aisle 1,004,030.
Oh, man. Me and my big mouth!
Sometimes I have trouble falling asleep. but it's not so bad.
Ernie, I'm trying to sleep.
I don't worry, and I don't weep.
Aww.
In fact, I'm glad. Because I get up off my pillow and I flip on the light.
Ernie.
I get down and get hip in the still of the night.
Turn the light off, Ernie.
I stretch and I yawn and then I breathe real deep.
Aww.
And dance myself to sleep.
Oh, don't dance, please don't dance.
I hoof around my beddy, just a tap on my toes.
Good dancer.
Before I know what's happened, I'm ready to doze. Got some partners I can count on, called the Boogie Woogie Sheep.
What?
I dance myself to sleep. I gently rock by myself across the floor.
What are the sheep doing?
I turn and then I toss and then I start to snore.
Okay.
My trusty little bugle helps me spread the
news
that I'm tapping two taps and I'm a raring to snooze.
They're playing the bugle. What are these sheep doing, Ernie? The sheep, it's tap dancing. Ernie, please take the sheep out. Let me sleep. Oh, what if the sheep get captured? Get away. Ernie, will you please tell the sheep to put my bed down? Stop. Get away. Okay, thank you. Wait a minute. Don't take me out.
Well, I'm getting kind of drowsy, so the moment has come.
You're drowsy.
To grab my rubber ducky while the sheep take my chum.
Take
time
chum.
To shuffle off to dreamland. Got a date to keep.
Where are you taking?
We'll dance ourselves to sleep, oh yeah.
Wait, what's going on?
We'll dance ourselves to sleep, wearing our jammies.
What are they doing?
We'll dance ourselves to sleep, and thank you, Lammies. We'll dance
outside.
Ourselves to sleep.
When everybody screams and yells,
first we heard Sesame Street, Dreamy Time Songs. That's probably the liveliest one on the album. I don't usually play too many lullabies on this program, do I? And if that Carol King, that's on a Scholastic tape. Epic. Ooh, I'm sorry, what am I saying? Scholastic. Epic put that out a number of years ago. Carol King, Really Rosie is the name of that. And the Knock on Wood store is open if you're tuning in late. Let me tell you, we got everything, man. Everything your little heart dreams of.
Yeah, what if you're having a nightmare?
We have those items, too. Bottomless pits, faceless people chasing you with long knives, unsettling and anxiety-ridden emotions. We have the good dreams, too.
What are you talking about?
Never mind. Oh, another customer. May we help you?
Yes, I'm a nut for roll-on products, and, well, I was told that this store has a large stock of them.
It's true, we do.
Do you have roll-on hairspray?
We do. Ari, why don't you get the box with the samples about roll-on products? It's in dairy.
I'll be right back! Dairy, do you have roll-on cheese spread?
As a matter of fact, that just came in a few days. Ari, hurry up!
All right, I'm coming! All right, here I am.
All right, where's the roll-on cheese spread, man? Ah, here it is. All right, watch this. You stick out your tongue,
and you just roll the cheese on like that. See? It's a revolution.
What?
It's a revolution in eating.
What?
He said it's a revolution in eating.
That
no silverware. No need for bread. And there's no cleanup afterwards.
All right, I'll buy a can of that.
Here's the roll-on hairspray you were talking about. You just roll it on your head in the morning like so, man.
Steve, show him the roll-on eyebrow pencil.
Oh, yeah, where is that? Where is that? Here we go. For years, women would have to draw in their eyebrows. Now they can roll them on like this. Look at that. Pretty cool, huh?
Very cool.
We also have roll-on nail polish. Here we go. Roll-on nail polish and roll-on toothpaste.
Do you have roll-on underarm deodorant?
What are you kidding? We have roll-on underarm deodorant, underleg deodorant, underwear deodorant, underchin, underfoot deodorant.
Okay, okay. Give me the roll-on hairspray and the cheese spread.
Fine.
Just don't confuse them. You don't want to be rolling cheese on your head.
That'll be $380.
All right. There you go.
Thank you kindly.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Have you seen the wooden soap that came in yesterday for the wooden people?
Wooden people? That's just silly. There are no... Oh, right, I forgot.
Hello, is this the knock on wood store?
Who else would have 1 billion aisles of merchandise?
Oh, I know, but Kmart is trying.
They're going about it all wrong, man. They need to open up a shop on radio. It's a lot easier that way.
Well, anyway, I didn't come in to chat. I have a shopping list here. I came in for cigarettes. Now, I'm trying to quit, but I find it very impossible.
Ah, you need these cigarettes right here.
What's special about those?
They're made out of stone. Let me just put it down.
Ah, splendid. I'll take a carton. Man, they're heavy.
They're stone!
And do you have popsicles, please?
Yes.
Do you have the kind you heat up in the oven?
Yes, we have the microwavable kind.
I'll take a package of those. And let's see, what else is on my list here? Oh, yes, sandpaper. But not the kind that's rough. I like the gentle kind.
We have cotton sandpaper.
Perfect.
How many shirts? I mean sheets of it.
Give me 3, and do you have square ball bearings?
We do. Anything you can think of, we have.
Anything?
Anything.
Do you have, let's see, chocolate staples?
Chocolate, vanilla, and 300 other flavors.
Oh, I know what I wanted. It really irritates me when I'm using scotch tape, and it gets all sticky. It sticks on everything. It's so annoying. Do you have any non-stick kind?
Yes, Kemco has a whole line of non-stick adhesives for the Sunday handyman who doesn't want everything to get sticky. Non-stick wood glue, non-stick duct tape, non-stick epoxy. Here's the scotch tape. It's guaranteed not to stick to anything.
Excellent. I've been very satisfied with this store. I'll recommend it to my subjects.
Subjects?
Yes, I know the country of Moravia. I'm going to insist that all 3 million of my people shop nowhere else except at this store from now on.
That's wonderful. Here's our business card. Our hours are written on it.
Look at this. You're only open for a half hour every month?
Yeah, but we have a lot of cash registers to handle the traffic.
Thank you. How much do I owe you now?
Ah, you're a king! It's on the house.
Oh, you're so kind. Bye now!
All right. See anybody outside? Hear anybody outside there now?
No, Steve. I think they've stopped for a while.
All right, why don't we take another break?
All right. Can I take a break this time?
You work for 1.5 hours the whole month. You want to take a break?
Yes, I want to take a break.
Take a break. In fact, I think we're closing the store up.
We're going to close the store up? Yep. But it's still early.
We don't have that much time left here, especially since we're going to hear the foreman now. This is their CD called Folk Heroes. They are wicked. They have a lot of wild sense of humor. This one is Send Them Back.
Little Pedro and Juanita arrived this morning in Reseda on a special overnight delivery. They bubbled and they burbled and they flashed their brown eyes at us. We said check their little heartbeats and their immigration status. And if you should find they're here illegally,
gully,
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 send them back, send them back. Give them one good whack and half an hour to pack.
Hand their cousins to the fuzz and stick them on a southbound bus.
Restrict immigration, give the country back to us.
Little Helga and her father came across the rolling water on a stormy day in 1923. And he labored as a carpenter so she could be a doctor. Now they convalesce together in the window where he rocked her. And their burdens on the state economy.
Nami,
Nami,
Nami.
Send them back. Send them back. Give them one Big Mac and serum Ipecac.
On a steamer back to Bremerhaven, instantaneous.
Restrict immigration. Give the country back to us.
Send the Finns back to Finland.
And the Russians further inland.
Send the Poles back to Poland.
And the Penguins to the Poles.
Any man with a tan should go back to Tanzania.
And Aegeans to Aegea.
And Koreans back to Seoul.
Well, Columbus found this nation had a native population who'd been living here since many years B.C.
Sorry.
Descended from a people who were noble, brave, and daring, who'd migrated across the Bering, eating bits of frozen herring, and spread out across this continent from sea
to sea,
so peaceful and so free.
Send them back.
Send them back.
Send them back.
Send them back.
Put them on a trek Columbo couldn't track.
Let them count the steps to China on a friggin' abacus.
Restrict immigration and give this mighty nation back to us. Squirrels.
I love it. Is that a great protest song or what? They are so funny in that kind of black humor kind of way. The Foreman is the group that did that, and the name of their CD is Folk Heroes. You don't hear folk music much. They're protest singers. That's what they are. Pro singers. Not too many protest singers around anymore. So I went out with Phil Oakes. I wonder how dated this is going to be in a few years. They have one called My Conservative Girlfriend. Rush Limbaugh. Be playing that. So there we go. And that's on Reprise. Okay, well, the Knock on Wood store is over.
We're done.
Okay, we got to start cleaning up, locking up the door, you know, until we open it again some other time.
Yeah, Steve. It's great being on radio. You can do anything you want.
Yep, just about.
Knock on Wood is produced at the Knock on Wood Studios in Stockton, New York. The show is produced by me, Steve Jordan. SteveJordan.com. This was videos of Harry and myself, as well as jokes, an email address, sales page, info about our live stage shows, and lots of others. And if you visit WKXC.org, click on archives and type in Knock on Wood. You can listen to previous Knock on Wood programs. And remember, be kind to your children.
Someday I'm going to be choosing a nursing home.